The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from AARP Magazine, the June-July issue, and also a couple of articles I found online that are interesting information for folks who are traveling this summer. We'll start off with those. But first, I want to tell you that today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call 919-782-4733. Again, that's 919-782-4733. And now, here from the Internet, for the website for Travel and Leisure, here are six cost-saving tips for traveling in retirement. Travel is the number one goal of retirees, but it can be costly. Here are some ways to spend wisely when you're on the road. This is by Sarah Z. Wexler. If you saved all your working days to live the retirement of your dreams, you probably want to travel and to experience the best hotels, meals, and adventures while you're on the road. In fact, traveling is the number one goal of retirees, even more than spending time with friends and family, according to a poll from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. But instead of blowing the bank, you likely want to spend your money wisely to ensure many great trips to come. Here are some smart ways to save, as well as savvy ways to spend, as you tour the world. Travel during off-peak times. Since you don't have to cram yourself onto Friday through Sunday flights to get back to the office anymore, take advantage of lower pricing during lower travel times. That means flights that leave Monday through Wednesday, especially during the late morning or afternoon. Get the discounts you're entitled to. If you're a member of AAA, AARP, or a veterans group, mention it when you book, and you may be able to get substantial discounts on hotels, flights, or rental cars. For example, United Airlines offers discounted senior fares to anyone 65 or over who books online. Starwood Hotels, including W Hotels, Westin Hotels and Resorts, Sheraton, and Four Points, also offer up to 50% off for guests who are 60 and up. Think about getting travel and health insurance. One downer about retirement travel is that health issues are more likely to delay a trip than in younger years. For a pricier vacation, it may be worth purchasing travel insurance so you're not out the full amount of the trip if a medical issue comes up. Also, check in advance what your health insurance covers while you're abroad. Since many Medicare supplemental insurance plans don't offer coverage out of the country, you might want to buy extra travel health insurance. Budget with a cushion. Most people underestimate the total cost of their travel, so when you're setting money aside, allot an extra 20% for unforeseen costs. If you don't end up spending it, you can always treat yourself to an extra luxurious meal on your last night or roll it over into your next trip. Think about who's going. Are you booking flights and hotel for just you and your spouse, or is it a multi-generational trip, which can cost three times as much? If you need to book more than two hotel rooms, a less expensive option could be rooming together in a rental house through VRBO or Airbnb. In addition to saving cash, you'll be able to spend more time together. A shared living room is by far a more comfortable place for the group to hang out than a hotel lobby. You can also grocery shop and then cook a few meals in the rental's kitchen, which saves money versus dining out and allows you to explore local delicacies at shops and farmers markets. Consider a home swap. To save money on a rental while you travel, especially if you're doing a longer-term stay, you might want to swap houses with a local. It can be great to have a resource who knows the neighborhood and can recommend inside things to do, see, and eat. Plus, you won't incur any hotel costs. For a small membership fee, less than $100, join InterVac International Home Exchange, or Home Exchange, and you can browse homes all over the world. Just be sure to get a signed exchange document that lays out ground rules before staying in each other's homes. And now, here are some tips for traveling with limited mobility. And this is from a website called stridetravel.com. This article is by Samantha Scott. My grandmother loves to travel. She has traveled far and wide her entire life. She's a sprightly 90 years old, but nowadays it's difficult for her to approach a long walk through an airport. Travel should be available to everyone, but it can feel like a struggle if you have difficulty walking, use a wheelchair or cane, or are otherwise encumbered. Do you find Stride a useful resource? We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you or a family member are looking for tips on traveling with limited mobility, we've compiled a list to help you. It's not as difficult as it might seem to find accessible travel options today. Many resources exist, including tour companies that focus on senior travel, such as Road Scholar and Elder Treks, and travel for those who need special assistance, such as Sage Traveling and Accessible Journeys. Traveling in Europe with limited mobility. These days, most mainstream cities, airports, and tourist attractions are easier to access for those traveling with limited mobility. John Morris of WheelchairTravel.org notes, "While most assume that the United States is the gold standard of accessibility, many cities in Europe are welcoming to the wheelchair traveler. Germany in particular stands out, with the highly accessible cities of Berlin and Munich. Those who have difficulty walking may want to think about if wandering through cobblestone streets will put a strain on their feet and hips. Though the idyllic European village sounds lovely, do not underestimate the difficulty of walking around on uneven surfaces for extended periods." Suggested destinations. Finland. Sleek and modern, yet charming, Finland is known for pristine beauty, offbeat art scenes, fascinating history and native traditions. Leaders in championing disability rights, their cities, public transportation, and attractions are almost all wheelchair-friendly. Vienna. Generally called one of the friendliest cities to disabled travelers, Vienna boasts wide sidewalks, is fairly flat, and has a multitude of beautiful open, airy squares, and it's the epicenter for classical music. What could be better? Budapest. In the past few years, Budapest has burst onto the scene as a major tourist destination. They have good public transportation, though not all trams are wheelchair accessible. A portion have been updated, with more to come. And their famous thermal baths are a huge draw for rest, relaxation, and healing. Consider Road Scholar. Road Scholar, previously Elder Hostel, is geared toward the senior traveler looking to incorporate education into their travels. Tours often include in-depth lectures given by scholars or professors. Cruises. Cruises are one popular option to consider, specifically designed to have everything you could want available in close proximity. You have beautiful views, delicious food, and less ground to cover than on a larger cruise ship. Imagine relaxing throughout the day on your balcony with a view of the sea, and you only have to unpack once. Cruises also dock in city centers, meaning that it will be faster and easier to access key tourist attractions. Another great benefit to traveling by cruise is the ability to rent equipment that may be cumbersome to travel with otherwise. A great resource to keep in mind is Special Needs at Sea, which specializes in making rentals available to cruisers. Consider Silver Sea. Silver Sea's sleek, comfortable small ships are the perfect choice for a cruise. Their patron is typically 50 plus, and all activities are geared to this. A great option for couples and singles, it can be a challenging trip for multi-generation groups, depending on age groups. Other types of accessible travel options. Train journeys. If a cruise is not your style, but you're still looking for something requiring less movement, consider a train journey. This can be a great way to cover a lot of ground, and similar to a cruise, you'll pass by stunning scenery every day. Stops are typically spread far apart, giving you time to relax and enjoy the journey. Train platforms can be very busy, fast-paced places, however, so plan ahead for taking extra time to get where you need to go. Consider Abercrombie & Kent. A UK-based luxury tour operator, Abercrombie & Kent operates tours all over the world. They offer several train journeys to such far-reaching places as India and South Africa. Coach tours. For some, a coach tour, while comfortable, might not be the best choice when considering the strain of continuous deboarding and onboarding down steep bus steps. But if that's not an issue for you, this can be another excellent way to minimize overexertion and travel in comfort. Coach tours incorporate a lot of great guided visits to tourist attractions and local establishments for meals and accommodations. Consider Smart Tours. Smart Tours offers near full-inclusive tours at reasonable prices. They go to exotic destinations, as well as offering more classic trips in Europe and the Mediterranean. Custom Tours. If you want a little more customization and involvement in your travel itinerary, look into finding a custom tour operator. They can help you find specific destinations and activities suitable to your physical condition. Consider Myths and Mountains. Myths and Mountains are well known for providing immersive tours in such locations as Nepal, India, and the Galapagos. And they give a lot of control over the itinerary to you, so you have the ability to plan as much or as little strenuous activity as you desire. For the adventurous, if you're looking for something with a little more chutzpah, don't despair. Many options are available. Consider a luxury safari tour, which may still include a bumpy jeep ride, but will allow you to rest in the evening with a lovely dinner and get a spa treatment the next day. The benefit to a safari trip is there is very little walking involved, and it's possible to find extremely comfortable accommodations with a luxury tour. Even the adventure capital of the world, New Zealand, has its fair share of activities available to older and disabled travelers. If you want to go jet boating, parasailing, even bungee jumping, New Zealand crews are very accommodating to all creeds wanting an adventurous experience. Check out Backpacker Guide for more information. National parks have made a huge effort in the past few decades to incorporate accessibility, so even if you travel on two wheels, you can venture deeper through the parks to marvel at the natural beauty. And now, with the advent of glamping, you can have all the benefits of sleeping outdoors without the bugs or tossing and turning in a sleeping bag on the hard ground. Glamping, that's glamorous camping. General tips. Requesting travel assistance in advance from your airline can vastly improve your flying experience. If you need wheelchair assistance, all airlines can have one waiting for you at the gate after a long flight. Allison Gardner, editor of the popular site Travel with a Challenge, recommends this service highly, saying, "Stepping out the door of each plane at each airport connection, there was either a waiting driver in wheelchair or a golf cart with my name attached to it. This turned a usually slow, painful journey into pure bliss." My grandmother, who recently went on a 2-month cruise to South America, would like to have known about this option. Travel insurance and medications. Your required medications may not be available in your country or countries of travel, so be sure to check in advance with your prescriber if you will be gone for an extended period. Keep your medications on your person, not in checked luggage, and make sure it is always in the original container with clearly marked labels. Also keep in mind that in some rare cases, some medications are prohibited in certain countries. Always check beforehand, and if in doubt, contact the embassy or consulate of the country you are visiting. Not all travel insurance is created equal. If you are concerned an emergency may arise, MedJet is a good option, recommended by the Society for Accessible Travel and Hospitality. They assist with medical air transfer primarily, but have other services as well. Additional resources. AARP. With their own travel section, including tips from experienced travelers like Samantha Brown, AARP is a great stop to make while preparing your vacation. Independent Traveler. A great resource for more independently minded travelers. Disabled World, a wealth of information, tips, and articles, not only travel-related. SATH, founded in 1976, this organization helps provide helpful and extensive information to senior and disabled people looking to travel. SAGE Traveling, European-specific information for disabled travelers. Wheelchair Traveling, a great website for all ages wheelchair travelers. They have a diverse offering from personal stories, videos, and advice columns. Caring.com, assisted living resources for seniors encouraging an active lifestyle. This article has a lot of great tips for seniors looking for their next travel experience. Now, if you're just looking for somewhere terrific to settle down instead of getting on the road and going on an adventure, here is an article from the June-July issue of AARP Magazine on AARP's 10 best places to live for under $40,000 a year. These towns boast lower-cost homes, safe streets, great parks, and much more. This is by Sarah Mahoney. San Marcos, Texas. One of Texas's oldest towns, San Marcos is full of life. For one thing, environmentalists fiercely defend its natural beauty and wildlife. As for nightlife, the town's bars and live music scene helped launch the careers of George Strait and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Multi-million-dollar downtown redevelopment echoes the historic character of the town square. Pull on your cowboy boots for a stroll, or lace up your sneakers to explore 1,200 acres of parks. The fares for local buses are half off for older riders. The San Marcos Activity Center, which charges seniors $51 for an annual membership, offers group hikes, sack lunch socials, adult ed classes, and a Golden Sweethearts Ball. The town, 40% Hispanic, has stayed true to its Mexican roots, says Rosina Ruiz Valle, 61, president of the Centro Cultural Hispano de San Marcos. Among its classes, traditional dance and healthy cooking. Valle, an adjunct professor at Texas State, says that while she and her husband David, 64, plan to downsize, they're eyeing new condos in town. They love the San Marcos River, which is 72 degrees all year, drawing swimmers and tubers. And since driving to two big cities is easy, San Marcos, they say, is just the right blend. Median housing price is $197,500. The vibe, hill country's low-key charmer. Freebies that count, concerts that take place in the park every Thursday during the summer. Best way to spend $10, enchiladas at Herbert's Taco Hut. Urban getaways, Austin, 31 miles, San Antonio, 40 miles. Alton, Illinois. Whether they're sailing, doing yoga on stand-up paddle boards, or catching catfish, residents never tire of life on the mighty Mississippi. It's truly the soul of Alton, which is located not far from where the Big Muddy joins the Missouri and the Illinois rivers. Here there is plenty of history, says Charlotte Johnson, 85, an expert on the region's deep connections to the Underground Railroad. But Johnson, who retired to the area with her late husband in 1991 and has family nearby, explores Alton's future, too. I love walking on Main Street, looking in shops and sitting by the river, thinking about how things have changed, she says. It's a nice feeling. Those changes include the 4,000-seat amphitheater and an influx of antique stores. Alton's employment base is shifting from manufacturing to tourism. With lovely rose gardens and venues, it now builds itself as the wedding capital of the Midwest. And the town recently won a competition to be included in Hulu's web-based reality series Small Business Revolution. Trains to St. Louis leave from Alton's new Amtrak station for just $3 one way. Larry Culp and his wife Judy, both 65, favor riverside rides via the Sam Vadalabene bike trail, with views of bluffs and dense forest. Birding here is neat. We get pelicans, trumpeter swans, snow geese, and bald eagles, Culp says. Senior Services Plus offers age 55-plus memberships at its wellness center for $100. Quilting, tap dance, and gardening are draws. Median housing price, $80,900. Vibe, funky small town with big river life. Freebies that count, Walk Back in Time with Abraham Lincoln. Free audio tours connect 10 historic sites. Best way to spend $10, grab a beer and a $3.99 hot chick on a stick at legendary Fast Eddie's Bonaire Roadhouse with live music nightly. Urban Getaway, St. Louis, 26 miles. Canandaigua, New York. This city, encompassing the downtown area, is surrounded by the town of the same name, home to 10,000 people. With 19th-century Queen Anne homes, antique shops, and boutiques, it's a place with postcard appeal. Shoppers can visit 140 businesses downtown. Tourist attractions and festivals entertain residents and provide seasonal jobs. Pristine Canandaigua Lake draws boaters from the region. The city rates high on clean air measures. Because of the Finger Lakes' robust wine industry, foodies have made this their enclave. Lovers of casual fare flock to Wegmans. It offers a covered patio, live music, chef-prepared meals, and antique car shows. Residents also appreciate four seasons of play. Hiking trails run past waterfalls. From spring through fall, there are regional wine festivals. Winter is busy with an annual Christkindl market. Averaging 66 inches of snow a year, the area is a paradise for alpine and Nordic skiers as well as snowboarders. Healthcare includes the award-winning University of Rochester Thompson Health with a 113-bed hospital. It's affiliated with the top-ranked Strong Hospital 30 minutes away. The YMCA has reduced rates for older adults and activities ranging from aquatics to payo. Median housing price, $191,600. Vibe, four-season fun. Freebies that count? Check out the Pioneer Kitchen exhibit at the Ontario County Historical Museum. Best way to spend $10? Sample local vintages at New York Kitchen, the city's award-winning wine and culinary center. Urban Getaway, Rochester, 25 miles. Duluth, Georgia. Crime rates here are well below the national averages, and the city is committed to growing smarter and safer with high-tech investments such as more use of license plate cameras that quickly spot stolen cars. Duluth is focusing on increasing its walkability and has poured millions into multi-generational gathering places, including a new city hall, splash pad, and town green, which features events such as Food Truck Friday and Flicks on the Bricks. And while the city works to attract millennials, it offers plenty for older residents. Its 50 and Beyond program provides tennis and a walking club, plus organized bridge, canasta, and mahjong for just $20 a year. Located in Gwinnett County, the most diverse county in the Southeast, Duluth is home to a growing mix of cultures and ethnicities. Roughly 10% of residents are Korean American. When I'm outside gardening, so are my neighbors, African-American, Caucasian, Asian, says Joy Thompson, 64. The technology consultant moved here from Massachusetts with her three children. Thompson also says it's easy to get involved. Rainbow Village, with its unique approach to solving homelessness, has volunteering opportunities, as does a local arts center. But Duluth's strongest appeal may be to music lovers. Acts at the 13,000-seat Infinite Energy Center range from Paul McCartney to Khalid. Eddie Owen Presents, based in the 260-seat Red Clay Music Foundry, hosts local artists and also a music school. Median housing price, $209,600. Vibe, down-home diversity. Freebies that count. See the galleries at the Jacqueline Casey Hudgens Center for Art and Learning. The center also offers classes including traditional Korean pottery, calligraphy, and soap making at reasonable prices. Best way to spend $10? Head to Crave Pie Studio for a serving of coconut cream or seasonal peach. Urban Getaway, Atlanta, 30 miles. McMinnville, Oregon. When John and Karen Vanderwall sold their Wisconsin home and took off in their Airstream to find the perfect retirement, Oregon won their hearts. Says Karen, 54, it's a hiker's dream. Where else can you find beautiful coastline, epic farmland, the Cascades, old-growth forests, and the Columbia River Gorge? Ultimately, they rolled into McMinnville. It has that welcoming small-town feel, she notes. The area wine industry hosts the International Pinot Noir Celebration. The Third Street's more than 50 one-of-a-kind eateries include Nick's Italian Cafe, honored by the James Beard Foundation. Fancy wineries aside, McMinnville has hung on to its quirky rural personality. That includes the two-day Turkey Rama, another festival celebrating car cruising culture, and the country's largest UFO festival. The Aquatic Center and Senior Center serve as social hubs. Sunset Magazine rated McMinnville's walkable downtown as one of the best main streets in the U.S. While housing here is the most expensive of any of our 10 cities, it's still a steal relative to much of the West Coast. The Vanderwalls are building a 1,500-square-foot home near downtown for about $325,000. Karen and John, 58, have been surprised by the area's below-average utility prices and homeowner insurance rates. Median housing price, $290,200. Vibe, farm town for foodies, freebies that count, picnic on the green at Linfield College, and soak in the summer concerts. People 65-plus can audit classes for no charge. Best way to spend $10, have a pint and some popcorn at the Bitter Monk. For a $1 donation, compete in an adult spelling bee. Urban Getaway, Portland, 40 miles. Well, it looks like I haven't got time to finish this list today, but I think I'll stop there and hope that we'll get back to it next week and complete this list of 10 best cities. I'm going to close out with a poem by North Carolina poet Michael McPhee. The name of the poem is First Radio, and it was published in The Language They Speak is Things to Eat, which is a compilation of North Carolina poets, edited by Michael McPhee and published by the University of North Carolina Press in 1994. First Radio. A plastic transistor from Japan, aqua, with black vinyl straps, some chrome trim, an ear-sized speaker, dials like nails, perfect in the pocket as a pack of cigarettes, its hidden heart pulsing over mine. At lunch, at recess, on the bus, each fall I'd strain to crack the glamorous code of the World Series, pinching bright flags of foil around the bent antenna, hoping to attract Mantle or Koufax or Gibson. And at night, planting it under my pillow like a tooth, like a magic seed, I'd fall asleep to top 40 big city DJs bouncing off cloud cover thousands of miles away, better than any answered prayer. And another little poem by Reynolds Price from the same anthology, Farewell with Photographs. Time is mainly pictures. After a while, it's only pictures. 5 years, for instance, all but 2,000 days will resolve to a few dozen pictures in time, of which, if 10 give long-range pleasure to their veterans, thanks are due. Thanks, then, for time. Deep cup pictures, mainly delight. And that's all the time we've got for today. Be sure to come back next time. Today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call 919-782-4733. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. Look forward to being with you again.